Yeah, just relax. Complete them all. Just let your experience be as it is. Become the riverbed for the flow of experience. Happy to be widened by the flow. Opened by the flow. The flow, the waters of experience made of sounds. Made of sensations, feelings, tensions, breath. And thoughts, images, know yourself to be that which is not an experience in that way. Anything that you can call an experience flows through you. But also is made of you, so there is no resistance. See that if there is resistance, that isn't you, that's just another water, another flow. The real you does never resist. Can't resist. The real you is a infinite yes to all that appears. And now just gently offer the body, the experience of the body right this moment. Offer it to this yes. It's as if you place the body in this flow to be welcomed. Let the body become more liquid, in fact, less solid. Because you don't have to, you, the separate entity, you don't have to hold it. You don't have to manage it. Just surrender. Let the body become liquid. Like water. Let it flow alongside the sound of this voice. Alongside the thoughts that float by. No agenda with the body. No agenda with any experience. Feel the sensation of weight. And then just empty the weight into the earth. With the feeling that the earth is soft, like the riverbed. A magical riverbed, soft, luminous, open. Infinitely supportive, so the weight of the body just releases naturally, effortlessly. It's almost like the body was becoming earth, this soft, rich earth. Let it become that. Take your time so that you can welcome the places that don't release, lingering there. Feeling the contact with the earth. And suggesting to the area that's still holding that this support is real, it's alive, it's safe. Feel all the different places where the body meets the earth. As one big sensation, like a big area of a live sensation. Let it expand, let it move, let it be very tactile, very live. No density, no hardness. The sensation is almost like floating in warm, in a warm substance. And also begin to feel that the earth and the body are not two separate things. I don't live in the body with the earth outside of me. Feel rather that body and earth are this wonderful, lively sensation that right this moment flows through me or expands in me. And then become alive to the sensation of the surface of the body, the skin. Just let it appear more. It's as if the volume is turned up on the sensation that we call the skin. Feel it like a very gentle, tingling, caressing sensation of the air on the face, on the arms, especially in this wonderful temperature. It's easier to awaken, open to that tactility of the body. Contact of your clothes against the skin. Tingling of the scalp. Tingling of the soles of the feet, the palms of the hands. And feel that this sensation of the envelope of the body isn't there to separate anything. It's not there to separate me from not me. Again, feel it just like a slight little sensation that it floats in me, wide openness. And it's so alive, it's like a little membrane of liveliness. It's free to expand, both outwardly and inwardly. Don't try to do anything, just let the words work directly with the body. It's as if you could begin to feel that the space surrounding the so-called physical body and the space inside the body were merging one into the other. So that the skin relaxes, it expands. It softens, the pores of the skin widen. And it's all happening because of this yes, this kind of loving quality that welcomes it all, that gives it its substance. And of course, become aware of the resistance, always. The places that say no. That require special attention. Whether they are tensions in the body, or feelings, emotions, fear, sadness. You be aware of these patterns as they arise, but you stay right at their level without adding anything, no labels, no interpretation, no story, just directly welcoming them, raw energy, raw sensation. And gently placing them in this openness. Again, feeling the whole body like a big cloud of sensation floating in openness. And then be aware of breathing. Just tasting breathing as it appears. Tasting the movement of the belly with the in-breath, the expansion of the belly, tasting the slight contraction of the belly with the exhale. And with the inhale, really allowing the muscles to deeply release in the abdomen. Following the exhale all the way to its dissolving. And all at the same time, feeling the breath effortless. It's given the breath. All you do is you taste it. You experience it in yourself. Very alive. And of course, including the fears, the tensions. These little tensions and fears and resistances are little caged animals that are given a chance to fly out into the open, or to creep out, or maybe even to stay in the cage and contemplate the open. See if you can feel the breath coming in through the soles of your feet. And without any effort, it just bathes the whole body from toes, feet, all the way up to the heart area. And then with the exhale, you just let it flow out through the top of the head. Just do this in your own time. But rather than doing it, let it happen. You just clear the pathway for the breath by sensing the pathway. Feeling, sensing a wide open channel for the breath to move in and out. Feel that the in-breath comes from a space way beyond the soles of the feet. And it flows out through the top of the head, but the top of the head just kind of continues way beyond the usual limit. Body just lengthening into this wide open channel, clear, wide open channel for the breath. And very gently you can lengthen the breath, but again, even though that's slightly controlling of the breath, see if you can keep the quality of smooth, effortless, free of a breather, breathing. And then let's reverse the direction. Let's allow the inhale to flow into the body through the top of the head. travel all the way down to the lower abdomen. And then with the exhale, flowing down through the legs, out the soles of the feet. Do this, allow this. Feel this flowing sensation through this pathway. And eventually experiencing the body again as this long, wide open channel. And the breath just flowing effortlessly through this. Feel the channel extends and lengthens beyond the usual size of the body. Stop controlling the breath in this way. Just let breath permeate the whole body like a wave. But now you start to begin to feel, to have the feeling that the breath permeates both the physical body, every little cell, every little surface, every space of the body. Effortlessly, no breather, just this wave of breath, loving every sensation of the body. And then you begin to include the space surrounding the body, under the body, around the body, above the head, below the feet. You have the feeling, sensation that the breath includes both the space and the body. It's as if you were focusing not just on breathing, a kind of universal, unlocated breathing. Which saturates existence with every inhale. But this existence is not limited just to the physical envelope. With every exhale, this breath allows for a dissolving. Very, very gently, so that you don't have to switch back to something limited or solid. Drag your right heel up towards your pelvis. Very slow, very, very tactile, sensual. And then the other heel. So that two soles of the feet are kissing the earth. Feel your hips taste the quality of your hips. Is there space in the hips? Is it dense? Is it compact? And just let the breath permeate the hips. The lower abdomen, the pelvis. Feel the feet relaxing with the earth. The earth and the feet loving one another. And then feel the right knee. And visualize that something, some magical little angel are pulling the right knee towards your chest. So the knee's floating towards your chest, but there's no effort at all. Go very slowly. Bring your hands to surround, to cup your right knee, and gently you gather that knee towards your chest, all the while feeling the space in the right hip. No shoulders. And the left foot yielding more and more to the earth. Face is relaxed. And then we let the knee go, the hands come back down, and the foot comes back down to the earth. Take your time feeling the contact, the sense, the substance of the body coming back into this space. And now feel the angels taking a hold of the left knee and drawing that left knee up towards the torso. So it's kind of weightless and easy. And then the hands to the knees, drawing that knee closer. Feel deep into the left hip. Deep also into the right hip, loads of space, no shoulder. If there are shoulders, see that it's probably some tension, resistance. Let them go, no need for shoulders, no need for a face. Feel just the openness, be the openness. And then letting go of the knee and let that knee travel back down to meet the earth. The arms and the feet are feeling more and more earth-like. Let them be made of earth, moist river earth. Now feel the pelvis and these angels, they've attached strings to the hip bones, and they're just lifting the hip bones up towards the ceiling so that the pelvis just floats up without any weight. Go very slow. You can feel under the pelvis the river, the waters of the river just supporting it. Feel the waters growing under the pelvis. The pelvis is just invited upwards. The feet are rooting into the earth. Shoulders, the head, relax. And feel the space above the body open so that the torso can just flow into that space. And then be welcoming of this whole posture. Be the space that welcomes. Long inhale, long exhale. And slowly, slowly pouring the body back into the earth, feeding the body to the earth. Be the earth that eats the body. Delicious. eating every feeling, every sensation, every tension. Yes, then letting go of the pelvis completely. Feel the hands, tingling of the hands. Cloud-like, two little clouds, the hands. Let them expand into the sky. Hands become bigger clouds. And then just feel these clouds floating up towards the ceiling. Long fingers. And there's a sensation of weight, but it's not resisting gravity. So you're not fighting gravity. So there is weight, but there's weightlessness. It's like the weight is weightless. Long fingers, long arms. Just resting these so-called arms in the verticality. You could feel the tip of the fingers touching the ceiling, and in fact, feel that there's glue at the tip of the fingers, and you're just glued to the ceiling with your fingertips. And then you can release the shoulders completely. No face. Feel the hips. Is there any holding in the hips that you need? Now open the palms to face one another. Turn the palms to face one another. And then if you have the space to either side, just gently opening the arms. Feeling the space between the palms, very alive. Opening, 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 opening. Again, you might feel the weight of gravity, but be with the opening. And then letting the arms go completely. Let the breath move deeply into the heart area. So feel that the breath comes from deep under the body, from the center of the earth. The inhale drawing into the heart area, the chest, and then with the exhale flowing out into the space above. Do this a few times. Breath is part of the river, the waters of the river. It takes what's ready to go with it. It gathers and then it takes and it dissolves. So let the breath do its work. Just cooperate with that. And then feel those hands again, very live, the palms of the hands. And just bending the elbows so you keep your arms on the floor, but bend the elbows. And just gathering the lower arms, the palms towards the torso, and then placing, just listening and placing the hands wherever they land. Just let it happen, don't think. Feeling that touching free of a personal touch, or just let touching be completely free, but very alive. And now let touching explore itself. So perhaps let the hands move on the body. Maybe caressing the body, maybe just lifting and resting on the body. Just don't think, just let it happen at whatever pace it wants to happen. The hands can include touching the space that surrounds the body. In fact, feel the body is space as well. So more importantly, feeling that the touching is pure healing. If there's a feeling, a resistance, feel that the hands can touch that resistance. And there's no agenda for things to disappear, or the touch is welcoming, loving. It invites whatever is held or doesn't want to open. It invites it, but it doesn't force anything. So you might scan your experience to see where there's tension, where there's pain. And gently just letting the hands move there if they're inviting. And let your legs extend. If they haven't already. And then just let your body stretch, wriggle. As it feels, move to maybe the head wants to move, yes, the breath, the sigh. You might want to roll over to the side. See if you can just let your body be moved as if you were in this really warm water, shallow water, on a beautiful, lovely day. And you're just resting on this softness, and the body's just gently moved by the air, by the flow. It can turn, it can roll onto the belly. And then very gently, very slowly, it's going to come up to a seated position. But take your time. It's going to find a very earthy way to come up. Very feminine, earthy. No hard lines, no... Just softness. Now maybe find a cushion if you need a cushion. Find a wall if you need a wall. Let the movement continue as it pleases. Maybe in my case, the neck wants to roll, the head wants to roll. There might be a stretch that wants to happen. Or the shoulders might want to roll. Or the whole torso might like to undulate just. Give the spine the freedom. To be moved by this sweet space, and even the arms if they like. Trusting the movement that comes to you. Maybe staying with it for a little bit. So that it can find itself. So that it can deliver its message. Sometimes we don't give the intelligence of the body enough time for it to do its work. And then when you're ready, just coming to a stillness with the torso as aligned to the vertical as feels possible, but at the same time it should feel kind of effortless, as if you were carried by the energy of the verticality. It's like a flame, and the body just becomes that flame. Top of the head just moving naturally, effortlessly towards the sky. Meanwhile, the legs and the pelvis are dropping down, as are the shoulders and the arms, so that the spine can emerge. But it's all happening without really any doing. It's all energy. You just have to listen for it. And feeling the breath again. Wave. Letting the breath be as it is, effortless movement appearing in me. And even if it's not feeling good, don't manipulate the breath. Let it be. It's like a little, it's got something to say. Feel the impulse to push or to pull or to change. That's the separate entity, the ego. Let it be here, but then come right back to the breath, free of the ego. Put the ego to the side. Just let the breath be in openness. Breath free of a breather. Feel that the breath, if it's free of a breather, it's therefore unlocated. Feel the breath everywhere. And if you feel the location of the breath, feel that it's just a sensation, a habit, a kind of contraction. Let it be, it's just a little boulder in the river. Come back to breath. Be this unlocated openness. Like the surface of a lake, and the ripple on the surface of this lake is the breath. Feel that ripple through the whole surface of yourself. And allow everything that is experienced to ripple through you. Everything a ripple made of you. Nothing other than you. Sometimes the ripples turn into wavelets, and sometimes even into waves. But know yourself as the peace of presence. Don't do anything, just abide there, here.